Well, I think we're going to start just with 10 minutes delay. This is very good for us, for Catalonia and Spain, because almost all the attendants of the summer school are here. Not the professors, because you have seen on the program that we have many international professors, but they will come some of them tomorrow or Wednesday, I suppose. So first of all is to give you a warming welcome. Welcome to the University of Girona, to the summer school, and also to Girona. But what I will give it, I will do is to give the word to Dr. Miquel Rigola. He's professor at the University of Girona, and he will present a little bit the project, Ecotech Sudoe, which frames this International Summer School about LCE and water issues.
Miquel.
Posa-vos això. Collaret. El micro especial.
Well, me too, I will call you for this international summer course about LCA and water. We will have now the presentation of Mr. Dr. Calvo, that is the Vice Rector of the University for Research, and I think he will welcome again all the participants to the University of Girona. And I will introduce in very few words what is Ecotech Sudoe, but actually we have somebody much more expert than myself, that is Professor Brooks from Montpellier, and I think he will explain much better than I can do. But just a few words. This Ecotech Sudoe is an international project limited to the south of France, Spain and Portugal. It's dealing with subjects on environmental innovation in technology, but more specifically, we are interested in life cycle design. You know that one of the problems we have when we go to life cycle analysis, I don't know, how many of you are experts or you know quite well life cycle analysis? Because I don't know, how many are experts in LCA or know about LCA, how many about water? So how is people who come from the subject of LCA and about water, in the area of water? So I mean that those you know about LCA, people dealing with water? A little more. Oh, okay. Well, this is a network because our main interest is because we have the problem when we do life cycle assessment that we have to use information available that normally comes from other countries, essentially Switzerland, Holland, Sweden, and so on. What happens? What happens is that when we have to use this information, many of the information is not related to our plants, our production of energy, and so on. If you go to Sweden, we have a lot of electricity coming from hydroelectric power stations. The same is in Switzerland and so on. Even if the European databases, they use information that is a mixture for Europe, when you try to do something locally, you have a problem on databases. So this has been realized since 20 years ago. And we have been trying for many years to have available a databases that can be used in our countries. So we have this problem. And one of the main interests in this network that we have done in those countries is really to obtain available databases that are good for south of Europe. I would say probably will be the same in Italy or Greece or so on. So this database could be used much different way that when we are using data that is available from the north of Europe. So the objective are in two main areas. One is research by itself, and the other is the transfer of knowledge. In research, there are some specific projects in which we are sharing our experience, and the other is in methodological aspects. About the transfer of knowledge, we have specific courses that go to undergraduate people, that go also to other stakeholders. For example, it's very interesting to promote what is LCA among industrialists here in Spain, because people in the industry, they don't know very much about what LCA is, what LCAs can be used for. And then one of the main objectives is to transfer this knowledge from universities as well to the practice, to potential practices in the industry. And then the other one that we are now just at this moment realizing is summer schools. About the participants, from France, we have five organizations from five institutions. Indirect, Supablo, Magret, Qatar. From Portugal, we have the University of Aveiro. I think somebody from Aveiro is here. Did I spell well Aveiro? Because in our program, I have seen in some places it's written Aveiro. I think Aveiro is the correct word. Okay. And in Spain, from Spain, we have the University Autonomous of Barcelona. I don't know, here some representatives could be here, but some of the professors, the teachers, also will come from UAB, and then people from UDG, University of Girona. So I think if, I don't know, how long you want to go?
Next one is going to be Philippe.
So I think, Philippe, please, you can explain much better than myself about ecotax. Say some words, please.
Just a word. First, thank you for the French delegation for this invitation. And this morning, you too. Sorry.
This morning it was very surprising because it really took less than 3 hours to be there from the center of Montpellier to the center of Iver. And we all thought in the car that it was a pity to don't know each other better earlier. And I think this summer school will be a starting point for greater collaboration between France and that university. About why we are there today, if I should say, that's very interesting to have two communities, one from water and one from life cycle assessment. I like this kind of summer school, because if I have to define what is life cycle assessment in a very summary, I take the definition of Lord Kelvin. It was 2 centuries ago. Lord Kelvin was the English guy who invited the degree Kelvin. He said, if you want to improve something, if you want to improve it, you should be able to measure it. And that's why he invented the degree Kelvin. And it is exactly the same now with life cycle assessment. If you want to improve your process in water treatment, in wastewater treatment, in whatever, in producing bioenergy or whatever, you should be able to measure, and in that case, environmental performance of your system. And the only way to measure environmental performance of your system quantitatively, with a multi-criteria approach, is life cycle assessment. And that's why we are there together, and that's why that project exists. If you want to improve something, you should be able to measure it. And life cycle assessment is the best way to measure environmental performance of something. That's really why we are all together today, during these 3 days together. And just maybe to finish, about the history in Spain, there were some people doing in three universities or research center, like working on life cycle assessment, and they joined together in a kind of association. Mm-hmm. And it happened exactly the same in parallel in Montpellier, creating the ELSA group, which means environmental, life cycle, and sustainability assessment. Mm-hmm. 5 institutions instead of having one expert. Each institution or one teacher teaching a life cycle assessment, we join together. And that take a process of 5 years. And know those two groups are created, and there is a big link in between through that project. The story is exactly the same between the University of Barcelona, the Girona, and
Santiago, yeah, and other parts of Spain.
Particularly in Spain, the group, what is the name of the LCA group?
The network.
No, Sostenipra.
Sostenipra, yes. And ELSA is exactly the same process that happened exactly at the same period, growing together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they joined together to make that project. Those two groups. The story is the same.
Well, thank you, Philip. There is one thing is, we would like to advance all the program of today, because you have a visit to the scientific part afterwards, and we should not be very late there. So we will try to make a shorter introduction here, and then advance half an hour about our program. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. But this is up to you to...
Something now, before giving the word to the Vice Rector for the official opening, just some practical, well, a couple of ideas about the summer school itself now. We have been talking about the project of the summer school. You probably already know because you've been registered and you look at the program, but just to emphasize two aspects. One thing is that the summer school is going to be focused on LCA and its application to evaluate the impacts of water treatment and water use within the overall urban water cycle. So that's an important thing. I mean, this is, we will take into consideration the whole urban water cycle. And for the urban water cycle, we understand the anthropic water cycle. From the water withdrawal or water harvesting, there is even a talk about water harvesting, to water treatment, water distribution, water use in different fields. There is a talk, for example, about LCA in agriculture, use of water, another one in use of water in industry. Then when it's used, it is polluted, so we have to collect water collection. We have to also talk about the sewer systems. Then wastewater treatment, and finally, wastewater reuse. Water, once it's treated, can also be used. So it's really focused on the whole urban water cycle. That's important. The other important aspect of the summer school is that you have also seen that we will combine more traditional lectures in the morning in this room, more, let's say, a little bit theoretical, although there would be time in this lecture for questions and for interaction with the professors, with practical aspects. So this is also important. It's not just sitting and listening, but what we would like is that we interact all together, professors and students, and then we have the possibility to interact actually within the lectures in the morning, say more theoretical, and in the afternoon we have these practical sessions, but actually we will go to the computer room of the faculty. The good thing is it's in the same building. The building we are now is the Faculty of Sciences of the University, within the campus Montilivi. Yeah? Montilivi is the name of this campus. Actually, it's a scientific and technical campus. We have a technical school there, the Faculty of Law, etc. So the computer room is just on the basement. And these are going to be the afternoon sessions of tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then also we will end the summer school with a field trip. The field trip was surprised because it was not on the program, no? But you could guess that it was on the coast, because it is ended with a lunch on the coast, on the beach. And if you have your swimming wet, bring it, because I think it's going to be a bit wet, so you can swim actually, because we will take lunch just in the beach. So the thing is that field trip is going to be in a wastewater treatment plant, but it's one that is has a conventional treatment and then has a natural system, well, a natural, more natural system as a tertiary treatment, constructed wetland, and then the output of this constructed wetland discharges into a natural wetland. So the area is really nice. It's north of Girona, actually, between Girona and France. It's in the Empordà region, in what is called the Empordà wetlands, actually. Yeah? But these wetlands are natural. So actually they are, in part, these wetlands are being fed, or they receive water, treated water, that originally was waste. So I think that the visit is very, very interesting. And also the social part at the end with the lunch is also interesting. Then I wanted to tell you some practical details also. Yeah, as I told you, there will be time for discussions in each lecture,
And also there is a round table on Wednesday afternoon, with some of the professors, but also with other experts that they came, international experts, they came specifically for the summer school, and it's going to be 1 hour and a half about discussions, the ideas with questions, interactions with all of us, all the audience as well, and the professors. Then, for the registration for the field trip, you have been asked at the registration desk if you wanted to come or not. Well, if you already answered, that's it. If not, please contact either Cerny, which you probably know quite well him, because we have been exchanging each other's mails. He's the technical secretariat, and also supported by Teresa, who is now probably outside. And myself, my name is Kim. I think I didn't mention myself. Sorry. So, also for the for other practical aspects. For tomorrow, we have a touristic visit in the old town. The old town of Girona is quite nice, so, and it's going to be a guided tour with by students of tourism, of the Faculty of Tourism, but they are almost finishing the degree of tourism. We will divide the group, which more like we are 40 people, 35, into three smaller groups. Okay. If you are interested, what we will do is to leave all together from the Faculty of Sciences taking a bus. The bus is included in the registration also, because we have to go from the campus, which is in this kind of field, to go to the city center. So we will, finishing the lecture tomorrow, actually the practical session on the computer room, we will take all together the bus. Unless you want to go to the residence or to your place and come walking, you could do it. Then we should meet at 6:30, half past 6, in front of the cathedral. Easy to find, because cathedral can be seen already from here. You look through the windows and you see the cathedral. Okay? After that, the technical visit is included also in, you have to pay. Then we will go for a dinner, social dinner, typical, it was originally typical from the north of Spain, this type of meals that you take, you try different plates with
tapas.
Yeah, tapas type.
It's interesting.
But now it has been also here in quite popular. So we'll go to a tapas bar. And the price will be 20 euros. If you are interested, you also have to register. But this one you have to pay. Then, for the field trip and lunch on Friday, this is included. You don't have to pay anything else. But you have to tell us if you are coming or not for the reservation of the restaurant. Another thing is that, as Miquel said, we are going to visit our labs, but our labs at the Scientific and Technological Park, and they are just behind this field. So what we will do is, finishing the two lectures this afternoon, we will walk there. Okay, it's a nice walk through the campus, and mostly downhill, so it's a little bit uphill, but then but the other way around, we will take a bus, because otherwise we'll be what else? I think more or less. Yes, one important thing is that the lectures will be, you've probably seen this guy. Actually, I don't know your name.
Ramon.
So if you see Ramon on the corner, he's going to record all the sessions, okay? It seems that we have to do it in the project. It was, big. So for that, the teachers will have to sign a paper. And if you don't have any problem, that's it. But if you don't want to be registered, you can message. If you are very important or whatever, tell us, and probably everyone will not go. That's it. And I think that's it. Just we would like, hopefully we will have a really nice and successful summer school. We hope you enjoy the summer school technically and also the city university. Now I would like to give the word to the vice rector of research of the University of Girona, Dr. Josep Calvo.
Okay, thank you, Kim, Miquel, and Philip. I'm going to be very short and fast because you are in a hurry almost. Sorry. So, you know, that's a pleasure for me to be here with you in this event. There are participants, students and professors of the Summer School on Life Cycle Assessment on Water Issues. First of all, let me express a warm greeting from the rector of the University of Girona. She, the rector, hasn't been able to be with you in this opening ceremony, so she asked me to represent the institution. On behalf of her, therefore, I would like to express my satisfaction for having all of you here. I have just come back from some vacations, and I must say that it is very stimulating to start the academic year for me with this task of opening this summer school. I used to be, several years ago, I used to be the head of the Institute of the Environment. So I had been involved in previous editions of summer schools on the environment. Therefore, participating in this event, as vice rector in this case, is even more rewarding for me than it would be for other colleagues in the government of the university. Second, let me say welcome to Girona and welcome to the University of Girona. Welcome to the Faculty of Sciences, of course. I hope that you have the opportunity to get to know the city. I think that you are going to get to know the city in the tour tomorrow. And also to learn about our university. The University of Girona is a young, dynamic, and great university. Despite the difficulties that our country is facing, this university intends to look ahead and to become a key factor in the economic and social development of its area of influence. There is no doubt about the importance and the interest of this summer course. First, for its topic, which is relevant by itself and very adequate in our context of a Mediterranean climate, where water availability is a particular sensible matter, and managing water scarcity is a real challenge. Moreover, water science and technology, including water management as well, is one of the strategic subjects of our university. Indeed, along with our partners, the University of the Balearic Islands, the Catalan Institute for Water Research, and the Spanish Council for Research, we altogether have obtained the recognition as a campus of international excellence centered on the subjects of water and tourism. Therefore, we, the University of Girona, are firmly devoted to become a leading university regarding water issues. In addition to the research projects that our groups and institutes are developing, and in addition to the degrees, masters, and PhD programs, activities like this summer school should contribute to reach this leading position. Being the internationalization another of our strategic priorities, the scope of this meeting and the European framework is also very much appreciated by the University of Girona. This kind of international events are of main importance to build bridges between our university and other European and international research institutions, in particular with institutions in the border which are so close to us, such as institutions in Montpellier, Toulouse, and Perpignan. So I would like to thank the organizers, starting with Dr. Quim Comas and Dr. Miguel Rigola, from the Environmental Engineering Lab, Lekia Lab, from our university, who have been working very hard to make this school a real success. Thank you also to everyone who has collaborated with them. I would like to thank also the Institute of the Environment, the Sudo Ecotech Project, and other sponsors that support this summer school. And of course, thanks of all of you, the attendees, who are, in fact, the main actors of this summer school. I really hope that you enjoy the course, both for its scientific and technical content, and also for the networking, contacts, and social activities that you will have the opportunity to attend. I'm sure that the school will be a great success, and I'm also sure that you will be surprised by the city and the surroundings. Please work hard during the sessions and enjoy a lot your free time. I hope that when you go back to your home countries and institutions, you carry with you good experiences, new knowledge, and great memories from the city and from the University of Girona. So I formally declare the school as open, and now it's time to start with the real content of it, with the first lectures of this summer school. Thank you.